Oh, marvellous, marvellous. Great stuff. Bonnie Tyler there, I know Bonnie of old, and I'm happy to say that she's no longer lost in France. It's probably mainly due to Google Maps. What a wonderful piece of technology that is. I can be sat alone in my house looking at Google Maps, and I can see anything I want to in the whole world. Swimming baths, nudist colonies, sunbathers. Bit carried away there.
You know, you'll carry on. I'm sure there's nothing disturbing at all about that.
No, I just think it's a marvel of modern technology, that's all.
Yes, I suppose we all should just be grateful. You can't actually see into the buildings.
That depends on how good the street view is. All I have to do is drag my little man onto the desktop.
Sorry, we are talking about Google Maps now, aren't we?
Yes.
Do you want to?
What, no?
No, do you want to do the interview?
Oh, that, yes. Well, with me in the studio is Perry Freem. Perry is a royal expert and is also a doctor in
gynecology.
Yes, that. Now, Perry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, firstly, a lot of listeners will want to know, what exactly is gynecology?
Well, gynecology, Ray, is the study of the female reproductive organs.
Oh.
Yes.
Go on.
Yes. Well, basically, the health of this area is very important to the psychological and obviously the overall health of a woman.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, you seem somewhat distracted.
No. Not at all. What you're speaking about, it's an area that fascinates me.
Yes, I can believe that.
I don't have, you know, your professional expertise or qualifications. I do confess to being something of an enthusiastic amateur gynecologist.
Well, with respect, Dr. Proud, you're either a gynecologist or you're not.
I do a lot of reading about it.
Really?
Oh, yes. I'm on several subscription sites.
Can we talk about what I'm actually here to talk about? The royal pregnancy.
Oh, yes. So, pregnancy in the royal family here.
Yes.
Who do you think did that, then?
Well, I think it's safe to assume it was William.
Oh, I see. You've got some inside information, have you?
Well, insofar as he is actually her husband, yes. I mean, I'm just working on the assumption
well,
here that...
Well, you're very well informed. You must be quite connected with the palace.
It's proud. Everyone on this planet knows that William and Kate are a married couple.
Who?
Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge.
Why, he's married to both of them?
No. It's one person.
Ooh.
She's called Kate, but her title is the Duchess of Cambridge.
Really? Oh, you know so much. The ins and outs of the aristocracy. Your wisdom is...
Can we please just talk about the pregnancy?
Oh, yes, of course. Now, listen, pregnancy, and it must be a terrible time for a woman. My researchers have looked into this, and looking at the details here, looks like 2 years of hell.
2 years?
Yes, 2 years, that's what it says.
The gestation of the human species is only 9 months. Two years, that's more like an elephant.
Oh, I think you're wrong. It says 2 years down here.
Well, if it is 2 years, that would mean that His Royal Highness, Prince William, is actually married to an elephant. And all the evidence seems to indicate that he's not.
Oh, now you listen. You listen to me, Mr. Freem. My researchers spend hours on this show. And the information they give me is second to none. Maybe you just don't know as much as you think you do.
I really have to take issue with your notion that the grandchild of the Queen is married to a pachyderm. An elephant.
Look,
if it'll help you out,
yes.
And I'll write down a list of questions that you can ask me. Play a song now, Mr. Proud, okay?
That makes us even more interactive here on Come FM than I previously ever considered. So here's the Human League and Don't You Want Me, Baby.
No, it's Don't You Want Me with a comma. Baby question mark.
Oh,
God.